35 years ago, on September 8, 1948, the then National Heart Advisory Council met for the first time. Its members, from the leading ranks of science, medicine, and industry, represented a unique blend of concerned Americans joining forces to combat one of America's most dreaded diseases. Theirs was the demanding task of guiding the newly established National Heart Institute in its attack on that dreaded killer, coronary heart disease. It's no coincidence that the same year, 1948, saw the birth of the American Heart Association as we now know it, a health agency combining the best talents of physician, scientist, and dedicated volunteer from the community. The Institute, the Council, and the American Heart Association have formed what proved to be a truly remarkable partnership, and in the years to follow, as the areas of concern of the Institute widened to include diseases of the lungs and blood, the size and breadth of the Advisory Council has increased in equal measure. New voluntary groups have joined the American Heart Association and developed close working relationships with the Council and the Institute. All of these dedicated Americans giving of their time and talent in a frontal assault on heart disease. Today, I salute the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Disease Advisory Council for 35 years of service to their fellow citizens. The members of the Council, past and present, can point with pride to their unselfish devotion to this humanitarian cause. As President, I want to convey to them my heartfelt thanks and those of their countrymen, many of whom are enjoying life today because of their selflessness. My congratulations and my best wishes for many more successful years.